I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects. Barry's here, Nick's here, I'm here, everyone's here, and they're trying to get in
here. I'm not
sure
Barry's here yet.
Well, he didn't
hear
it.
His fat ass is digging in the food.
First of all, bitch, don't start with me. This is too early, okay? I'm trying to set this up for Joel. Don't
show
be nasty.
Show starts at one.
Don't be nasty.
Show starts at one.
I'm not in the mood for you today.
Where's my chicken sandwich?
See, and that's the thing. I even texted the lady and said, look, make sure you bring extra for Nick. Not now. You got to start off being mean? Not now. It's time.
So today is the day to pop the Chick-fil-A
cherry
for me.
Now, so shout out to Jennifer and the Chick-fil-A at 610 and Shepherd for bringing the food by and being a man of her word.
No,
that doesn't make sense.
Just an honorable woman of the people, a champion.
Yes, she said she heard that you hadn't tried Chick-fil-A ever, and she wanted you to have some.
Very nice of her.
So I hold in my hand, Joseph.
Yes,
a spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A and a regular chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
So which do you want to try first for the peoples on the air?
I've heard everybody rave about the spicy, so I'm going to try.
Let's
the
do
spicy
this
first.
Right now. Here it goes.
Did you want to cut this in case?
Okay. I think there's more. There's plenty of food in there. There's cookies that I could eat if I don't get full.
Oh, we'll get that piece later.
What's that? Oh, you got a... here we go. Oh, my God. That's a huge bite. It's gonna
amazing.
That's going to take you a whole
sandwich
segment
ever.
Just to eat that.
I'm not scared. I can still talk.
Was your mouth full? First impressions?
Very good. Very good, because the chicken is tender, but yet the outside is crispy.
Yeah.
I like the little spice to it.
Now, don't you have reflux? Isn't that going to bother you?
It might.
It'll be a little burping going on during the
very
show.
Very well could. Pull a Lance Erline or two, but
yeah,
man, it's pretty good.
Okay, do you want to try the regular
now? Yeah,
you
should totally try the regular.
See the difference.
Now, this is a regular, plain old chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
I'm not big on all the sauces, but you guys put a lot of sauce on them?
So we've got nuggets and everything, too, that she brought with sauces, and we're going to get to that, too.
Okay.
At some point. Probably at the break, we'll all get food. Look, you just like a. You're like
this. This is a big moment.
I know.
This is a massive moment.
I'm so excited for him. I guess the question that I'm going to have when he's done chewing on the regular chicken sandwich is he a convert? Is he going to make Chick-fil-A a regular in his rotation of foods? Because I've already told him how to eat healthy there. You can try the. Yeah. She brought grilled nuggets,
right,
by the way.
That's basically the unhealthiest, right?
Yeah.
That you can get at Chick-fil-A. I mean, what else could you get that's... I mean, it's
the fries.
Fried.
The fries.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the fries.
I'm going to say you guys, everybody on the air, from Raheel, Dell, everybody, that said the spicy is the way to go and Granados are regular.
Uh-huh.
Spicy is the way to go.
That was your favorite?
Yeah, because the spicy's got that little... It's got more seasoning to it. It's got more kick to it. Not that the regular is bad, but I like the spicy better.
Good.
Yeah, that's good.
So we're going to get to the nuggets next. We're going to get to the grill. I'll get you some grilled nuggets. I hope she brought the buffalo sauce because that's what I want you to try. That's
right.
The healthy way to go is I get the grilled chicken sandwich and then I get the grilled nuggets.
That's the Cody Stutes recipe.
And add the buffalo sauce to it. Yeah, based on what Cody said to do there. Because otherwise, I'm partial to the Chick-fil-A sauce. It's a really good sauce. I don't actually know what's in it, but I'm partial to it. But one more time, man, I'm going to give a big old shout out to Jennifer from the 610 and Shepherd Chick-fil-A. Very much appreciate her coming through in the clutch. She brought us food.
Yep.
She brought three lemonades and a sweet tea.
Yep.
You a lemonade man or a sweet tea? Okay, so we got a lemonade for you. Nick, you a lemonade?
Big on the lemonade.
I want to gag on air today with my reflux, so I'm going to go lemonade. That's what you get. No. All this stuff, I'm just going to gag on air.
Okay.
I'll be like, Nick.
That's right. I got you, man. I'm excited for you. I've got you covered.
Because I thought he was joking when he said he never tried it.
No.
He tried it on the air right here on ESPN 97.5.
That spice, I like that little extra.
It's really good.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
I wish they would make spicy nuggets.
Why don't they do that?
I don't know, but that needs to be the next thing on the list. Spicy nuggets needs to be a thing that Chick-fil-A does. Somebody just released spicy nuggets. I want to say it was Burger King. I could be wrong.
But are you really going to go to Burger King for chicken nuggets like that?
No, that's what
I'm
saying.
That's the thing. Chick-fil-A could probably just
corner the market. And if you do like other restaurants here locally, when you like eat there a lot and or you have a suggestion, they'll name it after you. So you could have Berry Spicy Nuggets.
Mm. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
I don't like that idea at all.
You
I don't like the name.
You're such a hater on me. We used to be boys. What happened?
I don't know.
You fire up the show.
2019 has really started off rough.
You used to be my champion. You used to be in my corner. We would gang up on Joel.
Yeah.
And now you guys are gang, and I'm the outsider.
We're doing,
I don't know
wait,
how
so
this
Brad
happened.
Has a point.
Doing?
Brad has
We're
a point.
Gang-ganging?
I don't like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you guys are gang. What?
Brad has a point. I don't like you.
Well, Brad's point was I don't like you. Which is a valid point, but it doesn't, like, he was just saying that.
So why are you mad that we're not boys anymore if you don't like me?
I'm trying to figure out what happened to us. Like, we used to be a thing, and
you
now.
You kept mentioning the horn, that's what it was.
The horn? That brought up the horn?
You
By
punk.
The way, Jennifer, Joel has said that the spicy chicken sandwich
fantastic.
Was the way to go.
Yes.
He really enjoyed it. And I had the suggestion that you guys should be making spicy nuggets. I don't know why that's not a thing.
She said, stay tuned.
Yeah, stay
Can
tuned.
Can we call them spicy berries instead of spicy nuggets? Or berries spicy nuggets?
That's not.
They'll consider it.
Consider
that's all you can ask at this point. We're just getting started.
I am so hungry. I can't wait. Can we go to break early this segment? It's just so I can eat. I mean, is that a thing? I'm so ready. And then now, I hope you brought more than just two sandwiches because he put his hands on both of those. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Barry's a germaphobe, so if anybody touched the food other than the people that prepare it for you, and even then, we might have questions for you. But the bottom line is Barry won't touch him if anybody else was dabbling in him.
That's
here
right.
at the station.
No, I can't right. do it. That's why people already are coming to the door like, hey, what else you got? I'm like, back up. Let me just get my food first so I don't freak out, and then everyone else can dig in and do what they want to do. I just have to go first, otherwise I won't eat. And I waited for this.
Fat people got to eat too, not first. Okay, it doesn't work that way.
What?
That's
no,
the saying.
Nick.
It's fat people got to eat too.
Well, you would know sayings about fat people,
That's
wouldn't
true.
You? Yeah, you would.
That's true.
Jerk.
So we're off to a rousing start, like we normally are. It didn't take long for Barry and Nick to get back into it.
By the way, you gave the Wayback Wednesday theme.
I did not, because that's another point of contention. Here it is, folks.
Tell
you know how we struggle about finding a theme for Wayback Wednesday? Normally, we unload it on Nick.
Yep.
Nick decides mid-show yesterday. No, by 3 o'clock, Barry's going to pick the topic or the theme. Okay, cool. So, of course, by the end of the show, we have no topic. We have no theme. We continue to go through last night, this
morning.
No,
you guys have a topic that was rejected by the both of you.
It was
so
a
so
stupid-ass
you know.
Topic.
Well, that was a dumb
was a
topic on your part
topic.
Because we weren't even going to come close to 24 songs, let
it was
alone
garbage.
4 songs.
It was garbage.
So, I, at 8 o'clock this morning, am like, okay, I got a lot going on today, so I'm just going to throw the topic out. We've had a lot of issues with stupid callers like Hunter and Brad and people like that, so we'll do something to do with phones, calling, long distance, anything to do with phones and calling. Don't hear from anybody. They're obviously still sleeping. I was like, okay, well, then I'll go with it, and I'm going to put a list together. I get a text from Barry about an hour later. Oh, no, you don't.
I don't think
I'm
so, player.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, first of all, telephones. It was anything that had to do with telephones or
calling.
Long distance. I was like, dude, it's fight week. And we've all been fighting all week. Plus, you guys are going to the fight, so I thought we could have done songs about fighting. But it's also St. Patrick's Day this week, so that made the most sense to do songs about drinking. And then Joel was like, We've already done that last year. I Googled.
Yeah, because if
I
we
checked,
brought that up, you know damn well that's what you would
have
said.
All over it.
No, that's not true. I don't.
That's
know.
Why I didn't. That's why I didn't respond to the text, Joel. Because yeah. I know anything I would have suggested,
right.
he would have crapped on.
Look how angry he
would have had
very
to get toilet
mad.
Paper. The Barry would have yeah. crapped so all over it. So yeah. bad he had to wipe because the thing is, yeah. he chooses a topic. We've done what, 2-3 times, not just once.
Look,
I hope Jennifer dropped her sandwich on the floor. Now
she's not going to do that because she's a good person. She's a good person.
Earlier, I hope she did.
You're a terrible human being.
Yeah, she doesn't know the hate in your heart, so she wouldn't do something like that to us. She might do it to you.
We have exchanged messages. She knows how friendly I am. See, that's the thing.
That you're always nice at the beginning. Everybody knows that.
That's not true,
Nick. It's a good point. That's right. When he's laying the groundwork, oh,
that's
he's sweet
not
as
true.
Can be. And
God.
Then it's just...
I hate
and
you
right
guys.
From there, it's just the complete...
But that was the fart sound effect. You, yeah, see how you... You're using one sound effect for multiple things, sir.
But it starts with a fart, Nick,
I'm
and then
so
it gets
glad.
To the full-blown crapping on people.
I'm so glad you said it, because I was like, what does that have to do... I never once would fart in front of Jennifer. I don't know why you would make that noise. That makes it so weird.
You might
weird.
Not claim
She's
it.
She's sitting right here.
You might not claim it, but you do it.
She's in studio with us. I would never do that.
Well, right, and she's not an intern, so you might
way,
not full-blown crap on
raise
her either,
your hand,
she brings food to you.
Raise your hand if you regularly crap your pants on the show. Nick, put your hand down. Joel, put your hand up.
No!
What, you guys are...
By the way, Nick, and I used to kill you for being the Indy 500 driver on the way home.
I knew this was coming! I knew
After
it!
After work last night, I had to go pick my mother-in-law up from the airport. Barry's heading that same way. I was like, Barry, what's my easiest way to get to the airport? He goes, just follow me.
Yep.
Immediately upon... Now, his back way to get to the highway was great. Immediately, once we got to the entrance ramp, he gone. He gone. Now, I've got good vision, so thankfully, I'm looking like 50 cars ahead, and I can see him weaving in and out of traffic.
Yeah.
Okay? He calls me as he's taking the exit ramp to I-10 and goes, hey, by the way, Waze says go this way. Go this way. Okay, all right. I said, you know what, player? I still got you in my vision. We're good. Okay, we get on I-10. Now it's 100 cars away. And I get some Bubba in a pickup truck that cuts me off and doesn't even wave, doesn't even signal, and then decides to go 20 miles an hour. So I'm like using binoculars looking, trying to find Barry. I'm like, okay, fine. I end up finally catching up, getting close enough.
Yeah.
And then we get to the Hardy. When we get to
this
the Hardy,
true. This happened.
He literally zigzags in and out of traffic like he's low on tire. His tires are wearing out. He's low on fumes. And he needs a pit stop in the Indy 500. He just,
but I called.
Then he calls after.
Doesn't matter. He's supposed to follow you.
Nope.
How is he going to follow
nope.
you?
Nope. I got into the Hardy. It's easy to get to the airport once you're on the Hardy toll roll, was it not?
But then he calls.
There's a big old exit sign.
And
you don't need me anymore.
And before I said anything else, I go, I already know what you're doing. You wanted to get home. You got me to the best part of the destination. Bye.
I knew it was a bad idea. Right when you told me after the show yesterday that you were following Barry, I was like, this is not going to be good. This is not going to
be
good.
I mean, dude, as soon as we got on the Hardy, I was all boop, 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 boop. Hey,
I'm
you're on your own.
I'm impressed you kept up with him just to the highway.
He was like, getting it. He was getting it.
Yeah, because I ended up catching back up with him. Before we got to the Hardy, which was an accomplishment all in itself based on how much traffic there was. And then the minute we hit the Hardy, if there was sound effects, he would have gone, boop, 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 meep, meep, boom. And he was like the roadrunner. He was gone. That was it. And I was like, well, he got me as far as I needed to go. I can handle it.
You got there in time, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to actually
have
sit
you downloaded
there and wait
the app
cell
yet?
Phone
Waze app? You got to download that app, Joel. It's really
Are
good.
You not using Waze?
But I have the built-in on my dashboard.
No,
I
the Waze, Waze is better. I
Waze takes
you.
Into account traffic and will find you a better route. Normally, I go 610. That's why Waze was like, 610's bad. Take I-10.
And you know what I've heard that
it helps?
Could not be. It's possibly that it's not true, but you can create your own accident.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
You can just say there's a wreck.
You can
wreck
say
on
there's
here.
A wreck and create traffic.
I will say this. The one
that's,
thing
that's called
or
gaming
divert,
the system.
Divert.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that.
But the great thing is
wreck,
they
wreck.
Is it Waze that tells you where the cops are?
Childish.
All the way to cut and shoot.
Yeah. Waze tells you where the cops
yeah,
are.
Yeah. That's the coolest thing is Waze tells you where the cops are when you're on the highway.
And your
Perfect
speed.
Perfect for you.
Yeah.
When you're traveling to shows.
Oh, man. Like tonight, I'm going to drive to San Antonio and I'll have it up the whole time. That's why I got the car I got because I can plug my phone in and it'll put Waze on my screen, which will also warn you about the cops. So it's like, I don't know why you wouldn't use it if you're on any kind of, like, even just driving to work. On the Hardy, there's always three cops somewhere. They're like Easter eggs. They hide everywhere. So, yeah, dude, you got to download it. But Waze is a good app. Not as good as GetUpside, though. GetUpside is the... See, I'm good. I came up with that all on my own.
Did
he
you?
Didn't say that in my ear.
No,
you shut
Nick
your mouth.
Didn't help at all.
You shut your mouth, Joseph. GetUpside, dude. It's a totally free app to download to your phone. It's in the iTunes and Google Play Store. If you're not using GetUpside, you are leaving money at the pump. You are leaving money at the dinner table. When you download GetUpside, put in promo code Barry first and foremost. That's the first thing you do. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up. You're going to get extra cash back. And when I say cash back, I mean, just normally using GetUpside, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back at over 500 gas stations around the city. 35% cash back, or up to 35% cash back, at hundreds of restaurants around town. And look, these gas stations, these restaurants, they want your business. They want you to come in. That's why they offer these cash back deals. But you can only get that through the GetUpside app. And I've told you, listeners are sending me screenshots. One listener has already got $80 back. Clarence, loyal listener to the show, first two times he used it, almost $5, and the first two times he's used it, cash back in his pocket. Check it out. My wife got 30 cents a gallon when she used promo code Barry for her first fill up back. So if you're not doing this, you're like leaving $5 at the pump just for no reason. So take advantage of the GetUpside app. Download it. It's totally free. Put in promo code Barry. Get that extra savings and thank me later.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back! Segment number two of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Another shout-out, Jennifer, the Chick-fil-A folks at
610
and Shepherd.
Champions.
Took really good care of us, even Nicholas. I mean, there is a plethora of food in this room.
So she brought the mac and cheese, which I didn't realize the mac and cheese is exclusive to the Houston area.
Yeah,
like this is not like you're not going to get this a lot of other places. So what are you on now? The grilled nuggets?
Grilled nuggets are great.
You didn't do what I said, though.
Can I have the first one plain?
I mean, that's just it's just a chicken breast. That's not like.
But I like that.
You got to go with the buffalo sauce, the Cody
style. I'm
going to
tell you right now, though.
The Chick-fil-A sauce?
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Yeah. Joel is literally like moments from orgasm with some of the food. It's that good. And I'm happy that he's getting to try it. So one more time, shout out to Jennifer and everybody over at the Chick-fil-A 610 and Shepherd, man. Appreciate you guys hooking us up. She said anytime we're hungry, let her know. So don't worry.
No doubt.
I'm gonna be letting her know for sure.
Yeah.
In fact, now that she's done the hookup, like I normally get it by the house.
Yeah.
I'll start going to 610 and Shepherd.
Warmer by the time. Yeah. You don't have to eat in the truck.
I'll just do it through the app and swing in there and get it. So yeah, that's good.
So would you say that I Nick, you better get ready to dump me because I don't know if I can say this or not.
Oh no.
Oh, don't do it.
It's like Chick-fil-A-tia. I mean, that's how good it is. God. It's fantastic.
You don't have to. You should just dump it because it was a horrible.
Don't.
Thank you.
No.
Just dump it because it was a horrible joke, not because you can't say that on radio.
Here's my thing. I understand the healthy option with the nuggets.
Right.
But if you're going to do nuggets, sometimes it just seems like you get that regular little extra.
Yeah. So what? I'll give you one of these chicken strips over here.
Uh-huh.
And try that. It's basically like the nuggets. It's the same breading and everything.
Okay.
So I try one of these chicken strips at the break, and then you'll see.
I just like the fact that you have the grilled options. I mean, I think that's fantastic.
But I'm telling you, man, take the whole tub of the grilled nuggets, dump one full buffalo sauce in there, shake it up.
No way.
Dude, no, I'm telling you.
That's got a lot more kick to it. That's
25 calories, though.
But I don't care about any calories. That's spicy. That
is not spicy.
I like the spice of the sandwich. That's too spicy.
What?
The buffalo sauce?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? That's not spicy at all.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to say about you right now. I'm embarrassed for you.
Well, don't move your food.
Yeah, well, I don't want to spill it, by the way. I think I've never had the lemonade. Can you believe that?
It's very good.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. So I'm enjoying that. I should have known when the food showed up, AJ would be here to come grab some. Come on, there's free. Dude, there's plenty in here. There's plenty. We grabbed what we're grabbing. Yeah, don't tell the interns though. It'll be gone. This is for on air folk.
No, that's outstanding. And again, Jennifer's back in the studio, so we appreciate her. But yeah, fantastic that she's a loyal listener. That should be messaged as
that's
well because
awesome.
That's not just someone by word of mouth or hearing it on Twitter. That's someone that listens on the regular and was actually bringing back quotes from us when we were talking about it for the first time when I had never had Chick-fil-A. I am now receiving multiple text messages from several friends calling me an idiot for never having Chick-fil-A. So yes, there, nice. I was able to admit that nice. Publicly. And you know what? Now I will. I guarantee it won't happen again.
That's awesome. Well, and rightfully so. Yeah, they should have.
Absolutely.
Busy day in sports overnight.
You think?
Obviously, the big news being Odell Beckham Jr. getting traded to the Browns.
Yeah.
I tweeted it out, and I don't think it's a secret, but because you can look at the numbers and see that their Super Bowl odds changed drastically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think there's no question. I think they win that division. The Steelers are a lot worse. They lost two of their
absolutely.
Big three.
Yep.
The Ravens have made some moves,
but they lost they more
replaced,
than they gained.
But they replaced Eric Weddle with Earl Thomas, so that's a win if he stays healthy.
Now
if
you
he
want stays to tell on, me about Smith and Mosley and all the other guys that they lost? Suggs going to they're all gone. So their front seven took a major hit.
True.
Even though that they replaced a safety, and they did add Mark Ingram.
Yep.
And you were on that. And the other thing, because the other news that broke, too, was, of course, the Le'Veon Bell signing, where he finally signed
with
the
Jets.
I'm looking at that and looking at the money going, there better be some great guarantees, incentives that they're talking about that could take it to 61. Because if it doesn't get to 61, you're an idiot for sitting out last year.
Did you see the tweet from Lance?
No.
Where so somebody tweeted out, I'm going to find it for you, because he said he Boris'd himself. It says, it looks more likely by the hour that Le'Veon Bell's best offer came from the Steelers last year. $33 million in the first 2 years, $45 million over the first three. And Lance just said Boris'd himself.
And he's absolutely right.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, $61 million is a lot of money, though.
And I'll tell you what. If you're John Dorsey, you can have all the bubblegum you want, and you should be just putting your feet on your desk and saying, no matter what we do in the draft, my job here has been successful. Because the fact that he was able to do what he was able to do, and I'll tell you this, when I first heard about it, because there were rumblings, and I'm like, yeah, right, the Giants are just throwing it out there. And if you listen to Gettleman, the GM of the Giants, he kept saying, I didn't sign OBJ to this long-term deal to trade him. And he said it again at the Combine. And then on top of saying all of that, he goes and he trades him. The only thing that was screaming to me is, this guy's a handful. Like in the locker room and otherwise, he got too much.
No doubt.
Because now he's reunited with his college teammate in Jarvis Landry. Their receiver coach at LSU is the receiver coach for the Browns. So if there's going to be a stabilizing force that can help calm him down and keep everybody under control, I think you got the right elements in place.
One of the things I heard this morning on one of those shows, whatever, shut up, get out,
get up, whatever.
They said that one of the things is, you know, you worry about Odell Beckham Jr. being selfish and wanting the ball. But with a guy like Jarvis Landry, they want each other to succeed. And so some of that selfishness, some of that me tends to go away when you're playing with friends, when you're playing with buddies. And so if Landry is getting some extra attention in a game, the chances of Odell Beckham Jr. getting upset about that is going to be minimized. I mean, it's still going to happen. Don't get me wrong. The guy is always going to – but that's receivers in general. They always want the ball.
We know
they're
divas.
Always open.
And they're always divas, right? Yeah. But the thing is, someone said on NFL Network last night, I'm worried about – Deion Sanders said, I'm really worried about Jarvis Landry. He's going to be upset because he was the number one guy. Now he might not be. But you know what? Because they're friends.
I heard that.
Because of the fact that, because they're trying to win as a team.
That's right.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think, and here's the other thing, which is crazy, but last year in the offseason at USC, Baker Mayfield was working out with both guys.
Uh-huh.
And shout out to whoever controls the LSU football Twitter account. A year ago, when Jarvis Landry was with the Browns, they tweeted, go out and get his guy and team up the LSU, because they put NFLSU.
Mm-hmm.
And go team those two guys up together. And then they tweeted last night something to the effect of, I told you so.
Wow.
And they should get credit because they got the band back together.
Well, I know we got to get to a break, but on the other side, I'm not so sure. I mean, I think that the Browns are the favorite to win the division, and I think they can make a legitimate run in the playoffs. I still think that they have some holes on defense that they need to address. I do, but...
Sheldon Richardson, some of the guys that they
added. Oh, no, don't get me wrong. Sheldon Richardson was a great ad. Don't get me wrong. But I still think that they could improve defensively. And they can do that through the draft, though. And that's the good thing. Sure. Now, you're set up where this is a defensive-minded draft, or this is a deep defense draft.
Right.
So you're set up to be in really good shape for now and the next couple of years. But I have one big concern about the Odell Beckham trade.
Okay.
And we'll do that on the other side.
Sounds good. All right, we'll talk about all that and the fact that with Olivier Vernon as well and your guy from A&M on the other side, that front seven for the Browns ain't bad.
Yep.
So we'll talk about that and get to a lot of other things, including the Le'Veon Bell signing and the fact that the Texans did nothing. We can continue to take your phone calls as well, your text messages, your tweets. 713-780-3776, HR&P listener line. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can also reach us via Twitter, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. Before we go to break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. I've told you about them for quite some time now. I switched about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, and I have saved thousands on my energy bills. Josh Pestikoff and his staff, locally owned and operated, do a great job of trying to identify when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for your business or for your family? And they go from there. And the bottom line is their main objective is to try and get you the lowest rate and the best deal they possibly can so that you're always happy. And in the process of trying to calculate all of this, there may be a rare occasion when they find a rate better than theirs. They're going to let you know that too because they're 100% honest. They're never going to try and screw you over. They want your business, but not so much so that they will try and pull the wool over your eyes, because like a trusted friend, you may not go to them right away, but you'll be back because you know they were upfront with you, and that's something that you value when you do business. InfuseEnergy.com or call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Infuse energy into your life.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Worst of the three lists on Way Back Wednesday, playing right now.
Kiss
Barry,
my ass.
Barry, hour number one.
No, this is the best list.
Diva Cheater got his theme and got his list in at the same time.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, I guess so. So we continue to roll on hour number one. Again, one final shout out. Jennifer, fantastic.
Oh.
610 and Shepherd location, Chick-fil-A. Just left us just a boatload of stuff.
So I've never gotten the mac and cheese.
It's very good.
Holy cow. And I am a mac and cheese connoisseur.
You are.
Mac and cheese is one of my all-time favorite dishes, and I would tell you if I didn't like it. It's legit good. So yep. You keep talking.
And she actually even mentioned the fact that they're adding upgrades to the menu coming up in the next couple weeks. So it's
some kind of shake. Key lime pie?
Key lime.
Frosted key lime pie or something like that?
Yep. And they're going to go with healthier options because she heard us talking the other day. Yeah. And I guess those are on the way and
like
in the works
cookie
as well.
That's healthy.
So there's a ton of stuff to keep you enticed when you go to Chick-fil-A with a variety of choices.
So what's your favorite? You've had the chicken strips now. You've had the grilled nuggets. You didn't get nuggets, but that's okay. It's just like the chicken strips. You've had the spicy sandwich and the regular sandwich. Plus you've had the buffalo sauce and the Chick-fil-A sauce. Of all of it, and did you get the waffle fries? They were a little cold, but
no,
that's okay. That happens. Of all of it, what's your favorite?
The spicy chicken sandwich.
You would get that?
I would get the spicy chicken sandwich. Okay. Yep,
would
very,
you get?
Very good.
You didn't get the waffle fries, but I mean, it's French fries.
I've heard you and Tyler and everybody discuss like best fries, and if the waffle fries are
they're good. I mean, it's the sandwich is the thing though.
Yeah, it's very
now,
good.
I will tell you a tip that Tyler actually told me that a listener tweeted us as well yesterday and said, make sure you get it well done. It's not burnt. It's still juicy.
Yeah, people were
saying
that.
But it's just
that.
Extra crispy.
Yeah, to make it crispier.
Which isn't the same as...
I told Nikki doesn't have to wait for this weekend now because she actually brought cows. So therefore, there's a couple of
Chick-fil-A... He's got
Chick-fil-A,
a date already.
There's a couple of Chick-fil-A cows on the table for the taking, and they're hand size. So
which is perfect.
That's what I was going to say. So there's a lot that can be done there. Utterly ridiculous if you don't take one,
Nick. I hate you for
there's
that.
There's a lady in the control room. That's why I'm being respectful right now.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe we should have a lady in the control room more often.
So she can hear us? so she can hear how sad you are. What a miserable, mean person you are. That's good. I'm glad she can hear that. And everyone else in Houston can hear it too.
I think we should probably have a lady in the studio more often than in the production room. Keep you in check.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we have somebody in there that acts like a girl, but it would be nice to have a lady in there too. See how I did that? There. Thank I you. Did. I'm a champion.
All right, so get back to your OBJ
yeah,
thing.
So here's the thing that would be a little cause for pause when it comes to the Browns. I'm with the moves. I think getting Hunt, although I disagree with it on
the premise of
ethical level, but I understand it from a football perspective. It's a genius move. If you can fade the heat, which isn't it amazing that everyone's like, oh, that was right now everyone's saying it was a good get. It was maybe worth the risk, right? And that was, but it's amazing what a good trade, a couple of good free agent signings, and a decent season will do for you. People aren't so upset with the Browns for signing a guy that is probably going to be in
You're
a lot
right.
of trouble.
It's definitely fading it because of the fact that he's got so much positive energy coming his way.
Here's my concern, though. So that's one. Yeah. But my concern about the Browns is more in the locker room. You've got some volatile personalities. You've got some issues that still need that. So, okay, let's just start from the beginning. Kareem Hunt. Mm-hmm. We know what kind of problems and issues he has on his plate, mm-hmm. and it's going to continue to be a distraction for the entire year, probably next year.
Possibly. Okay? Mm-hmm.
We know that Baker Mayfield is an attention whore. We know that he is flamboyant, and he's had his own off-the-field issues, but that he's also a bit of a quirky guy, and he's got some personality traits that he's a winner, but he's also a little flamboyant and out there.
Okay.
So is Odell Beckham Jr., mm-hmm. right? So you've got some of these personalities now that you're bringing together that I get it from a football player perspective, they're great, but there could be some volatility in that locker room and from a chemistry perspective.
Could be. Now, from the flip side, I already told you that when you're playing with your college best friend and your best friend in life and your receivers coach at LSU, that may help things right off the top. But the other thing is I see your point because if you go back to the Astros deal with Osuna, I don't think that anybody expected when they made the deal initially that all of a sudden Verlander, McCullers, and some other guys are going to be like, whoa, time out. He's got some explaining to do. So you don't know if there's anybody like that. Now, when you look at the roster, no one jumps out at you and says, oh, there's a guy that's a very outspoken, very, very volatile personality that might come at him right from the get-go. But you're right. Because you've already got one situation that you're going to deal with all year long because a suspension is coming. It might be a couple games. It might be half a season. We don't know what's coming for Kareem Hunt. Even if he's not going to go to jail for it.
Which he's not. They didn't press
right,
charges.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no
but
charges.
The NFL doesn't care.
No, they're going to
There's
do
a
something.
Code of conduct and everything else that's going to come up. But they've got a backup plan because Nick Chubb was probably the second best rookie last year running back to Saquon Barkley. And I heard Charlie talking about this on the way in, and he came on late. He had some big runs. He showed he can play in this league. So you've got all the resources. If you truly are about winning, this is a great deal. And really, also with John Dorsey, the other thing you got to think about is this is like the Seahawks all over again. When you don't have to pay big-time franchise quarterback money for your quarterback mm-hmm. for the first 3 or 4 years, you go for it. And he's going for it. He can afford both Landry and OBJ and everybody else. That he's got in the big trades he made, the moves that he made on defense, bringing in the free agents. He can do all those things because of the fact that Bake is not on a $27 million a year deal or whatever, you know, a $20-plus million deal.
Yep.
So I applaud him for all of those things. But you're right. There's no guarantees that this thing is going to be just smooth sailing all year. And the other thing
my point is there's some volatile personalities in that locker room now.
But I'll give him credit for this, too. With all that being said, they did the right thing, too. No Todd Haley, no Greg Williams. Because if you'd have kept those two coordinators with this going on, now you really could have had not just a towering inferno, you could have burned the whole place down. But here, at least he's got some people in place that can kind of police the whole situation, if you will.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But when you talk about going for it, this is the time to go for it. The Ravens, as we talked about, you got Jackson on his second year quarterback, been up and down. Okay, running game is kind of, you got Mark Ingram, all right, and you got a couple other guys, all right? Defensively, lost three big-time players on your defense. Yes, you added Earl Thomas, but overall, I don't think your defense got better. I think it took a step back simply because of all the people that you lost.
Yeah, so, you lost to Darius Smith, C.J. Mosley, and
Suggs.
And Weddle.
And Suggs.
Yeah, and Suggs.
So you lost four key contributors, and you only brought back Earl Thomas, all right? So you take all that consideration. Then you know we already know with the Steelers that they lost Bell, they lost Brown. They've taken a step back. So that you don't have to worry about that.
Big step back.
And the Bengals are like starting over with the exception of Andy Dalton and A.J. Green. So for the most part, you should win that division.
The
you
Browns?
Absolutely should win that division. But the fact that Vegas has already put them as the third best option to win the AFC behind the Chiefs and Patriots tells you that they are very confident that they're going to work out their locker room issues.
Do you think that that's a little high?
I'm trying to think of anybody in the AFC that I think is better than them.
John and Raheel with Dell played a really fun game of let's find a team with more weapons in the NFL than the Browns right now. And boy, I tell you what, good luck. You, like you said, you've got Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry. They mentioned, what's his name, the speedster, Callaway.
Yeah, Callaway, who's got hand issues, catching issues.
But
he can fly.
But you've got Chubb and Hunt.
Njoku at tight end.
Njoku at tight end. You've got Baker Mayfield. I mean, good luck. Yep. That's a deep offensive team. Now, again, I think it remains to be seen. Where are they going to be defensively? Are they going to be the Chiefs?
These two teams made a trade a week earlier. They got Olivier Vernon on one side.
Right.
Okay. They got Sheldon Richardson.
Yep.
You got Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
So you got your front four, regardless of three, or if you do a 3-4-4-3, regardless, your front on defense is fine. Okay?
Yep.
And so you look at what he's done, and you can continue to move backwards.
You think they're better on defensively than they were? Because Jabril Peppers, I mean, that's the name that doesn't come up. But from year one to year two, he made a big leap. Like, you can look at the Giants and basically say that they got younger Landon Collins. He's a guy that he's not great in coverage, but he can come up and play in the box. He can stop the run, and he's learning how to play in coverage better. So, I mean, don't sleep on the fact that not only did they give up some draft picks, which is totally acceptable because I don't have a problem with giving up the 1 and the 3 for Odell Beckham Jr. But Jabril Peppers was a 1 from, what, 2 years ago?
I
think he was 2 years. Second year in the league was last year. So he had all of 2017 and then 2018 and made big strides from year one to year two. So you're a little weaker at safety now. You're a little weaker in coverage.
I agree with the safety
portion. Now, in that division, that's okay. Keep in mind, the Browns were 21st in the NFL in points allowed. So are they better or are they worse?
I think they're better overall. I'm trying to find holes in their lineup because, look, remember now, they drafted Denzel Ward, and so he's going to be in his second year.
Sure.
And he had a hell of a first year at one corner. You lose Jabril Peppers. I agree with you that they might need some help at safety.
In the secondary.
Okay? Yeah. But they added Demarius Randall, a guy I know well from his days at Green Bay. He's one of the other safeties. So he's definitely athletic. He's not bad at all, and he can hit. But you look at all the guys that they have on the defensive line with Myles Garrett and it's Larry Ogan. I think it's Ogunobi.
Mm-hmm.
But another really good player. You've got Trayvon Coley. You've got Emmanuel Ogba. But then you insert a guy.
I mean, Sheldon Richardson
like Olivier Vernon.
Sheldon Richardson was a big hit.
Olivier Vernon, and the fact that you put Myles Garrett on the other side, I think that they're not going to have a problem with the pass rush. You've got one young lockdown corner in Denzel Ward. Regardless, I think you're right about safety, but overall, I think they're better on defense.
And pass rush will make your secondary. We talked about that yesterday. Pass rush will make your secondary better. Look better.
Yep.
Just some numbers from last year. This was a team that was 28th in the league in yards allowed on the ground. So they weren't very stout against the run, and they were 25th in passing yards allowed.
We got a text message. Good question. I'm going to throw it out to you before we go to the break.
Okay.
Texans play the Browns today. Who wins?
Browns.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't think it's even a question. And again, because there's so many question marks about what we talked about yesterday.
Secondary.
What have the Texans done? They haven't done anything with the line, and they haven't done anything with the secondary.
You trust this Texans secondary right now to cover the three receivers that we just talked about that the Browns have, plus their tight end, Kareem Hunt coming out of the backfield catching passes and having to focus on Nick Chubb too, and Baker can run? No doubt.
Great point. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Hour number one, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Now I'm looking at shorty right in the eyes.
So I guess past, now I'm looking at the thigh. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. Could quit doing wrong, start doing right. You don't care about what I think.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number one, three-hour show. Worst Way Back Wednesday list of the show is right now. As we continue to roll, it is The Usual Suspects. The theme is songs about drinking for St. Patrick's Day for the fourth time.
Genius. Just last time we did songs about drinking was May 18, 2018.
He might not have actually.
I searched our documents.
That's fine, but maybe we didn't put it in the documents. Maybe we just did the email late, because you know sometimes these lists formulate and get done within 5 minutes of the start of the show.
We always put the topic at the top of the doc. Don't even try it.
No, we always make it on time with the deadline, with the exception of Nick, and he gets hour number three. But we don't always get out in front of it.
You said that they have the Patriots, the Chiefs, and then the Browns as the top three.
Yeah.
J-Rap brought up a good point. Wouldn't the Chargers be a higher finish in the AFC than the Browns? What about the Colts?
Well, here's the weird thing, too. And as much as Texans fans should be upset with the fact that they have done nothing much, because they did a few things, but like we said, they got worse in the secondary. Mm-hmm. The Colts had all the money in the world. Literally, the number one team with the most money.
Still do.
And all they've done is sign Funchess to a one-year deal as a receiver. I don't know what
makes Chris Ballard,
Lance's boy, Chris, I don't know what he's doing there. And maybe he's got something up his sleeve we don't know about.
Here's what's crazy, okay? I mean, we're still in the midst of free agency. There's still a ton of free agents out there. Colts are sitting with $92 million in cap space. God. The Jets, with all the moves that the Jets have made, they're still second with $79 million. Browns are still third with $52 million in cap space.
You don't think they're getting better?
Ooh.
The Browns.
I didn't
say
that.
But I'm saying their defense.
Oh, yeah. They're going to add somebody.
Yeah.
They're definitely.
And obviously,
they'll probably go out and grab a safety or get a corner or something like that.
And I don't know.
By the way, Texans have fallen. Two moves that the Texans have made, and they've fallen from fifth to seventh in cap space. With the two moves that they have made, they're now down to $42 million in available.
Well, they gave Roby 10 for a year.
Yep.
So, yeah. And here's the thing, when you look at all of that, if you're Earl Thomas, just wait just a little longer. If they need a safety, could you imagine Earl Thomas on the backside of that defense?
Well, he got his.
He got his money, but he got it with a team in their division that's got no chance.
You don't think the...
Maybe a wild card, but I'm not sold on anything that they got going on either side of the ball now.
I'm trying to look. I forget
if I'm
everybody
Earl Thomas, I would have said, you know what? You won one, but
right.
I got a chance to hang a little bit. And if Cleveland really needs a safety and they got all that money, boy, wouldn't you like to have a guy like Earl Thomas on the back end of that defense to basically solidify everything, be your coach on the field and say, oh, yeah, boys, it's time to roll.
And when you consider that there's a year of film now a lot of film now.
On Jackson?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting.
That's the one thing that I would throw out there.
Here's something I found to be interesting. There are 32 teams in the NFL, correct?
Right.
There have only been 29 teams that have spent money in free agency thus far. There are three teams that not jumped into the mix and spent a single dime on a free agent yet.
New England one of them?
New England is one of them.
I'm trying to think, because I know that the Saints have. I know the Rams have.
Uh-huh.
The Vikings technically have, because
they signed their own.
Yeah, they signed their own. And the Texans have.
Yeah, not good, but they have.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think of who the others would be. Tampa Bay.
They're both in the NFC. How about that for him?
All right.
Both in the NFC.
Carolina?
No, they've spent money. The Seahawks have not spent a dime, and the New York Giants.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
And they did the trade. But they have not spent a dime on a free agent, which if you're rebuilding, why would you? And by trading Odell Beckham Jr., they have basically said, we're going to rebuild. At this point, we're getting draft picks. We're stockpiling. We see the end is near with Eli Manning. And now we've gotten rid of the big headache, even though my big thing is, why did you do the whole sign? Why did you sign him long term if you knew you didn't want him? But hey, you know what? You ended up getting picks out of it. But the cap hit is stupid. But they know they're not winning next year. So I would take the cap hit, the $16 million that OBJ causes you or that hit your books, they're not going to win anyways. They're not doing nothing. So who cares? But yeah, those are your three teams. The Giants, the Seahawks, and the Patriots have not spent any money in free agency as of right now. Or, well, I should say as of 12:55 when we were going on air.
So here's the thing, too. When you look at that entire situation with Gettleman, right? Mm-hmm. Dave Gettleman.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what the logic is, because you let Landon Collins walk because you didn't want to give him the franchise tag. And essentially, the market dictated that he got almost the franchise tag from a team in your division. All right? So you got strike one there.
Mm-hmm.
You traded your best defensive player to the Cleveland Browns in Olivier Vernon because you didn't want to pay him. Then you go out at the combine and you say, we didn't sign OBJ to the long-term deal so that we could trade him. He's our guy. And then you go out and you trade him. And you look at all of the pieces he got back as opposed to everything that he lost. And I go to D'Angelo Williams and I go to Josh Norman. Because Josh Norman, the corner for the Redskins, after the Landon Collins deal, tweeted out, in Gettleman we trust, as in all DBs, securing money elsewhere. Because he also last year traded Eli Apple, which was a bad draft pick by the Giants anyway, but he turned out good for the Saints, all right? And then when Gettleman was named as the GM of the Giants a couple years ago, D'Angelo Williams, who had dealt with Gettleman when he was with the Carolina Panthers, tried to tell everybody, bad move, don't do it, doesn't know what he's doing. And everybody said, oh, you're bitter, you're salty, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. He tweets last night, I tried to tell y'all Giants fans, Dave was your problem, but you laughed and you called me bitter. Well, welcome to the salt wagon, jump on and let's ride together.
The salt wagon. I love the salt wagon. That's outstanding. By the way, here's a little more context of the trade between the Browns and the Giants. Because remember, you mentioned the Olivier Vernon trade.
Yeah.
That included Kevin Zeitler.
Offensive lineman. Not a bad player.
Nope. Well, there was also picks involved in that Olivier Vernon, Kevin Zeitler trade as well. Art Stapleton had the following to say about these two different trades between the two teams. I'm told the picks that were flipped in the Vernon-Zeitler trade between the Giants and Browns revert back as part of last night's blockbuster. So ultimately, the deal is this. It's OBJ and Olivier Vernon for Zeitler, Peppers, the 17th overall pick, and the 95th overall pick.
Stealing, stealing, stealing. Grand
Zeitler,
theft.
Yeah, so you got Zeitler, Peppers, a first, and a third.
If you're a Giants fan.
And it's 17th pick in the first. That's decent. I mean, you're going to get one of the 17 best players in the draft if you do your homework, if you make the right pick.
And the thing is, too, so you go. I go back a year, too, and I say, okay, so you go back to the number two pick, and you could have had a franchise quarterback. You had your pick of the litter with the exception of Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
But you decided to go with Saquon Barkley. All right. So then everybody said, well, you're still going to try and stay relevant. You want Eli to be your quarterback, but you got a great young running back. You've got one of the best receivers in football. Your line is getting better. You still had some pretty big names on the defensive side of the football. But if you're doing it all over again, shouldn't you have just pressed the reset button last year and tried to get a franchise quarterback and start rebuilding? Because now what they're facing in a week or so is they owe Eli $5 million.
Yeah. Put it this way, though, and I know where you're headed with this. I don't think they care about the salary cap this year. They know they're not winning. That's why I don't think they care about fading that OBJ money. They don't care. They know what they are right now. They're rebuilding. That's why they're stockpiling picks and making the trades.
But, Bear, here's the thing. If you're rebuilding, then trade Landon Collins and get something for him. Then, you know, just trade all of your assets that you can so that you can start putting the piece together. Now, you're probably going to get your franchise quarterback. Now, the other thing that's going to be interesting is before every mock draft started coming out when they were trying to figure out Kyler Murray's situation,
mm-hmm.
they had it as a lock. They wouldn't have had to do anything, and they were going to have a quarterback fall into their lap. Now, what they were saying last night is, if they really want one of the top two quarterbacks in the draft,
uh-huh.
they're going to have to take their own pick, which is, I believe, six.
It is six.
And they're going to have to take the Browns 17.
And move up to
and
one.
And trade them both to either get to one or the top two so that they can get the quarterback that they want.
I've seen mocks that have Haskins fall into six, though.
I have two. But now they're saying because most of those mocks had Kyler Murray going between the Dolphins, I think, at 13, and in that range, 10 to 13 range. Now when you're talking about it, people are saying it's going to have to be top three, top two pick if you're going to get one of the Haskins or Kyler Murray.
What is our Lance Lear line? You remember that?
Yes.
What does he have as his mock draft?
This he hasn't done his. I don't think he has done his second one yet.
So I'm looking at Jan 29. Yeah. Updated February 3rd.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So he hasn't done it. He's got Murray going 4 to the Raiders. Daniel Jones, quarterback, going 6 to the Giants. And I'm trying to see because look, one of the things that the Giants are going to have to do too is if you're going to go out and get a franchise quarterback, you're probably going to have to consider getting some receivers. Now you've got
What are they going to do for receiver?
Yeah, but you've got 2 picks in the first round. Would you take? Like Lance has, would you take a Daniel Jones or a Dwayne Haskins, who he also had going 7 to the Jags? That's not going to happen.
No, I think Haskins is their guy.
Haskins or Jones, you're probably not going to get Murray, but do you do that and use your 17 pick to go out and get a receiver? And now you've got Saquon Barkley, your quarterback of the future, your receiver of the future. And you got an offensive lineman that's going to be serviceable, that can do a good job protecting your future quarterback.
You got Nate Solder last year in free agency, so yeah. you're trying to redo your line a little, but he's older. But yeah, I mean, look.
Giants have some moves, though. That's the thing. They've got some moves, but they're going to have to suffer for the next year or so.
And they've got a hit.
That's the thing. Look at how many years the Browns had opportunities that never hit. They finally have hit, and they're doing it the right way, and look what's happened to them.
It's going to be interesting.
So now do you trust the Giants GM to make the right move?
I really don't. Yeah. And I don't know a lot of, and especially in that media market, what a circus it can be and how they can just come at you in droves.
Oh, yeah.
The media is just, they're waiting. And he hasn't had his press conference yet. That ought to be interesting. That could be must-see TV when he steps in front of that podium. So we'll see what happens. We got an hour in the books. We still got 2 hours to go in the big show. It's the usual suspects on a Way Back Wednesday on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.